Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. Through fog and gloom your journey began, into the house where no mortal should stand. You faced the ghouls, their twisted cries, born of a curse that distorts and lies. You fought with might and blade and will, and with each swing, the house grew still. The ghouls were vanquished, their torment ceased, but now, dear friends, comes no relief, for deeper still the house does wait, with riddles cruel and twisted fate. The basement calls, the poet weeps, and secrets lie where silence creeps. As the team regains their composure after vanquishing the time-warped ghouls, the living room stretches out before the team. A room once grand and full of life, but now twisted by the curse of the house. The furniture, once plush and inviting, lies in various states of decay, covered in a thick layer of dust. The air is still, heavy with the weight of forgotten time. In one corner, a grand piano stands. The two-headed raven perches atop it, watching the team, with its gleaming, knowing eyes.
Did you write that?
Yeah.
Nice!
A little bit of effort into this little scary side quest.
I'm just dude, Cap, that is the most Scottish I think I've ever heard you sound. In sense of you, Cap. Pure anger at Matt.
Yeah, you know what? Really, I'm just having a bit of a time of this, and I'm thinking to myself, why the fuck not? Do we not just end the season here? That's it. Fallout is done.
You should all know we're the most Scottish when we're beefing with English. It's in our blood.
It comes out of you.
Aye, so you're all standing in a living room.
Anyway.
I guess well, that just has... I mean, we should maybe explore the house a little bit.
Yeah, try talking in character rather than talking to the DM.
Who's that? God? Is that you?
God?
I think he's in the vents. Right,
Anyway, good start to the episode. Thank you very much, Matt.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Becoming a nun. The next step.
Nun.
But no, I haven't done that.
Give up her leather outfit attire.
Yes!
Got one kinky nun.
Kinky nun?
Some people are into that shit.
Bad habits.
Christ. Christ indeed, actually. Yeah. If no one is too injured, aside from myself, I could use a healing.
Aha! I have been summoned.
Oh.
Well, if you insist, sure. You have been doing all right lately, acceptably, for your function.
Yes, I have recently discovered a new mod in me. It's a diagnostics mod.
One that's been here the entire time.
Yes. Bye, boys.
It's been updating.
Yes. No signal.
The Wi-Fi is shit in the post-apocalypse.
Reduce the difficulty of medicine test by one. How do I apply that?
I mean, it's
just
only got
do
one
the just do the roll for us now. What are you looking to heal? Have you got a wound you're looking to heal, or is it just HP?
I think I just have HP missing. Is anyone else beat up, by the way? Before we
oh god, we're good.
I'm okay.
Excellent. So you're getting your rolls just went through there, Cartman. Thank you very much. And Winnegan is going to get a nice bit of HP back from that. 8 HP back from that roll.
Success!
Success, yeah, well done. You successfully healed some HP on Winnegan.
Right, that's much better. Now, I suppose we should try and find if there's anything of value here. Maybe search the other rooms for more odd enemies.
Alright, considering what you did last time, remember you did loot one of the bodies. And then discovered a uniform. Does anyone remember this?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
Winnegan, please tell us what everybody else has forgotten since the last time we played.
There are a bunch of time-warping ghouls we beat their asses, I got very beat up, and then we littered only a little bit. We also haven't checked any of the rest of the house.
That's correct, so let me go back and let you know what happened the last time you looked around.
The second floor might have something in it.
Yeah, so what you did is you had a look at the ghouls, the particular that you'd beat. For some reason, they were all in various kind of uniforms. The cut of the uniform was very formal, suggesting that the men were not just soldiers, but part of something larger. And with a more careful eye, you examine the uniforms, noting details that escape the casual observer. The fabric, not commonly seen, is a stronger material than your standard issue military gear. A faint insignia remained, sort of hinting at a hidden division. Not just military, but advanced military science. Organizations buried in secrecy, akin to the legends of places like Area 51.
We found the SCP Foundation.
Aliens!
Can I search the bodies? Like the ghoul bodies?
You can search the bodies as you try and remove the uniform of one of the ghouls. Its skin kind of just peels away. Ooh. Anything inside is just either twisted or malformed. There's nothing you can really determine as being useful other than the body parts of the ghoul itself.
Huh.
I know someone who would have loved those body parts.
fondly to this day.
Right, not much to be found here, I think. Though...
Should we maybe go upstairs?
Yes, but be on our guard, because there's likely more of these odd creatures.
How about we send the muties first? You know, big guy first.
I don't think you can say that. I don't think that's been pointed yet.
I think the robot needs to be told off. That's a dick move.
I think the robot just said a slur.
Well, it seems like the robot's going upstairs first.
Yes.
The robot's racism units just kicked in.
At gunpoint.
Oh, what is it, Clankers? That people have been calling the new, like, AI robots?
It's the Golem in Star Wars.
Yeah.
So, yeah, stairs, Cap. I'm just going to turn around and ignore their babbling and go to the stairs.
Alright, so the robot starts heading towards the stairs. Is anybody else doing anything here?
We'll follow along.
Keep an eye on the robot. This robot racism.
Well, do you think we're tolerating that kind of thing in our wholesome podcast?
Fucking robot piece of shit.
As you step towards the staircase, or float towards the staircase in your instance,
being pushed up forcibly.
The wooden stairs creak underfoot.
I don't have feet.
Well, you hear the creaking from the people following you, thank you very much. And before your eyes, the stairs begin to stretch. As you climb, you keep climbing.
I don't have eyes.
You do have eyes. They may be robot eyes, but they're eyes.
And suddenly the robot died.
Again.
Yes.
The stairs begin twisting. And it's what seemed like a short flight of stairs now seems like an endless climb. The top of the stairs forever just beyond reach. However,
I will make it. Yeah. I am the engine that can. Or unit that can.
A little toaster.
Choo-choo.
I like the top of the stairs begins to show itself.
Do we see portraits on the walls with like eyes falling out?
And as you hit the top of the stairs and breach the doorway at the other side, you find yourself at the entrance of the living room that you just left.
Oh, hello there, good sir.
Two-headed Raven is sat atop the piano. Clever ones you seek to climb to leave behind the curse of time. But here, my friends, the rules are clear. No stairs shall take you from your fear.
What?
Is this going to be some existential bullshit? Do we need to confess our fears or something? Look, I respect the goth aesthetic, but if this is some hippie bullshit, I'd rather just leave.
It's all a bad trip.
Wait, what's talking to us at the moment? Because we're confused.
The raven
on the piano.
Is this Raven still there?
What, the pigeon?
Can I talk to the raven?
Can I kill the pigeon?
No. Can I talk to the raven?
You can try talking to the raven.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to say I've read Edgar Allan Poe just as a bad idea.
To be fair, the raven wasn't that
nevermore.
Malicious.
Nevermore.
Hark, raven.
Yeah, I've managed to resist the urge to add nevermore into here.
Too late.
We're going to put a heart under the floors.
What?
Don't worry about it.
Mr. Raven, through this interesting abode you have, I want to turn around. Guys, are we trying to find anything here? It's loot or anything? Or just...
Well, I think if we try and leave through the front door, we're going to have the same problem as the stairs.
Okay, so... I'll try that. So, yeah. So, Mr. Raven, as I said, do you know where the exit upon this house is?
More you seek, but little find, for knowledge lies within the mind. No easy truths shall I bestow. The path you seek is one of woe.
Gertrude hasn't heard this kind of shit since the 60s.
Sounds like a recording.
Is it a live birdie or is it a dead birdie with a tape recorder in his butt?
I can scan it.
Is it alive?
Are we alive?
The robot's diagnostic unit.
Yes, could I scan it?
Detects a perfectly normal raven. Irradiated, of course, like any other animal in the wild. It has its two heads, like most other animals in the wild as well. You see nothing wrong with this raven except from it as a raven.
I'm going to give something a go here. So, Raven, we wish to leave this place we found. What must we do lest we be bound?
Oh, shit.
Poetic.
Might be some poetry bullshit.
Step forth and see what waits ahead beyond the veil where souls have fled. Ask no more, for time is short, your answers lie in death's own court. At that moment, the raven hops off the piano and flies and disappears out of sight just before it reaches the door to the kitchen.
God damn it, Gertrude had a round deck I could have done to it.
And before you really press the win again, I saw her pull up ChatGPT on her paper.
I would never.
I was going to say, help us find a fucking door. You are an absolute bore.
That might have worked as well.
If you do not want my dildo to ascend, he will tell us where the end.
Well, the kitchen seems the next choice, I think.
Okay.
Oranges.
I'll lead the way, I suppose.
All right, Wannigan starts walking towards the kitchen.
Maybe there's more cheese. Now what?
You guys coming with, or...?
Yeah, I'm following you.
Yes, okay. We follow suit.
Is the kitchen accessible?
All right, so, the kitchen, a place where the warmth and hearth of home should dwell, lies cold and forgotten, as though its very soul has been stripped away by time. Strength of rot clings to the air, its thick and putrid curling into the nostrils with every breath, and the cabinets now hang open, all broken jaws, their contents spilled across the filthy floor. There's everything's all rusted and dull, and the remnants of a past that no longer remembers its own purpose. Right. Let's have a look what's going on here. So we've got the kitchen. It's a sort of a galley style kitchen, very long, thin, rows of cupboards. Like I said, everything's lying open, everything's scattered across the floors. There's a fridge on the opposite side, and near to the fridge, the big fridge unit, is a door with stairs going downwards.
And if you care to share the other wall, we have a washer dryer combo. As well as
these people weren't that fancy. No washer dryer combo in this house, unfortunately.
Is there an adder?
Is there room for a wine rack?
Where's the outhouse?
What about an ensuite toilet downstairs? I mean, you could fit one under the stairway, possibly.
Cap, as we are in the kitchen, could I do a scavenge for a Nuka-Cola?
You could do a scavenge for a Nuka-Cola. There is a... You move towards the fridge to see if there's any Nuka-Cola inside. And as you approach the fridge, you notice a strange humming coming from the fridge. Despite there being no electricity in this house at all, it appears that this fridge unit seems to have a very rhythmic hum coming from inside it, as if perhaps it's on.
Brilliant, I'm going to open the fridge, because, yeah. Because, yeah, some fridges could be, you know, left on for, you know, hundreds of years with no power, so why not?
Is it lead-lined?
Alright, so... Curiosity tugs at you as you approach the ancient fridge. It's one shiny exterior now covered in rust, grime, and dark stains that you dare not identify. With a creak that echoes through the room like a dying breath, the door swings open and, from within, a swarm erupts. The hum was not of electricity itself, but bloat flies begin flying quickly out of the fridge unit.
Can I do an instant... Because I'm a robot, I could instantly tell they're enemies. Could I do a quick, like, buzzsaw attack to try to slice one in half, like, as a quick attack? Without going into the initiative?
Yeah, no problem. I will allow that. So as the bolt fly is coming out, are you just going to just swing your buzzsaw?
Pretty much it's like, yeah, an instant, you know, free attack before going into initiative.
Yeah, like I said, allowing it. So...
Great.
All right, you fail entirely. Now, does anybody else want to react to this as the bloatfly start flying out of this fridge?
I would love to do my Mysterious Stranger perk at the same time.
Mysterious Stranger perk is on. No worries there.
Who's got a can of raid?
A can of raid? Shut up.
No, I don't know about the fly killer.
Oh, wait, I don't know what you said, but I missed that buzzsaw.
Probably do like a thunderclap on the nearest fly.
What?
You know, like the like hard clap makes like the air.
Oh, like She-Hulk kind of deal.
Yeah.
Alright, okay, so you just want to smack one, clap it, go for it, try and splat one of the bloat flies.
Give it the clap. Yeah, that's fine.
Alright, you're successful, yeah. Roll a damage roll for that. So, Beverly has reacted quickly. She has slapped one of the bloat flies.
Two additional dice, and I think, because I've got Hunter, gains the vicious damage effect.
Fabulous, yeah. So roll your damage. So that's three physical with the vicious on each one of them. So yeah, you squash one in between your giant super mutant hands and kill it instantly.
Ah, easy.
Alright, we're going to say that the bloat flies have now realised they're under attack, and we're going to do a little initiative roll now, so remind me what your initiatives are in the chat, please.
It's not the first time I've given someone the clap.
What?
What? Would you like me to give you an examination?
No, I bloody do not.
It is non-invasive, I swear.
Buy me dinner first.
Is there any food around the kitchen? I mean, I look around. Is there any, you know, random... There you go. I'm chucking some scraps at you.
Box of mash.
Insta mash.
Okay. Robot wants to fuck the other mutant. Got it.
Sign everyone's.
One of the bloat flies fires a larvae dart at Beverly, however it misses. Winnegan, you get to react to this first.
Okay, I'm going to assume these guys aren't like buff because they're bugs. That might be speciesist, I guess, but I'm just going to use a regular laser musket shot.
Alright, shoot one of the bugs, no problem. Successfully shot, go for it. Roll the damage.
Oh, yeah. 8 and piercing 1.
Yeah. So you've just exploded one of these bloat fly.
Who knew this would work as a bug zapper?
Oh.
piercing, though. Does it only keep pierces through one?
No, that just means armor doesn't work.
Ah, thank you.
Alright, killing another one of the bloatflies, and two more come out of the fridge.
Close the damn fridge!
I guess I'm, yeah, I mean, when it gets round to my turn, I'll do that.
Speaking of which, I think it is your turn now.
Then I'm going to close the fridge. Because I'm closest to the fridge, and they're starting to really pour out, so... I'm happy to just be my whole move, because it's going to have to be an aggressive sort of close the fridge.
Excellent. So the bloatflies are now swarming out quite quickly. I'm going to need you to do a strength roll in order to close this fridge against the bloatflies.
Strength. Okay. How do I do strength? Okay, ability strength versus survival?
Survival's a good shout. Probably strength against either athletics, unarmed, or survival, depending on what you think will work best.
I'm going to do athletics. I don't know why I feel lucky. Yeah!
Alright, excellent. You do actually manage to close the fridge. You hear some very angry humming from inside the fridge. The rest of the bloatflies are not happy about this, but the others are still on the attack. Next in the initiative is...
And we shall keep you closed.
Beverly, you get another little turn here.
Okay. So I'll make this...
Sorry, I mixed up Beverly and Cartman there. I do apologise. Beverly and the robot, but that's fine.
That's fine. I assumed that was my turn anyway, but I think you said... She's just gonna try to grab the nearest one and just trying to smash it straight to the ground, just trying to get rid of as much as possible.
Yep, another slap to a fly. Go for it.
Big hands, fly swatter hand.
A very good roll there as well, two successes. Roll your damage.
Plus two, plus I have vicious again because it's a bug. Okay.
Do already.
Alright, you've killed another one. Two Pop. Down. Yes, these are reasonably weak blowflies. Don't think you've got much to worry about here.
Still five.
Especially seeing as you managed to close that fridge in time.
Yeah, no queen bloatfly or whatever. The same one from the tunnel somehow crawls out.
Wait, Beverly, I think I saw some instant mash here in the fridge. Let me just open it and get it.
Instant mash in the fridge.
Instant mash.
Smash.
You're not buying me dinner.
Well, it's not technically bought if you find it in the fridge, is it?
Hey, if I can find a Southeast steak, I might go all the way.
The two-headed raven appears on top of the cabinets. The swarm that sleeps now wakes with wrath. Your plague released from time's old path. As the bloatflies go into attack.
I will shove my dildo up your ass if you do not let us pass.
Oh, very good, Gertrude. How wonderful. Also, our robot just said he'd go all the way with a fridge. I'm not happy with it. We're going to open that door again in a bit and find like little miniature Miss Handies.
Giving Miss Handies.
Alright, I think that's enough. So we've got five of them. Still on the board. They've all done their rolls, and I think we've managed to get a couple of hits. Excellent. So, three of them have managed to hit. Now, one of them went straight for Beverly because she was going for the attack there. And. Oh, it's done four physical damage to your torso. Have you got any?
Yes, I have the boobies.
Yeah, the boobies, yes. Excellent, you take 2 points of damage. Winnegan takes another one of the darts from the fly.
Hey! Much
you
better.
Take 1 point of radioactive damage and decrease your max HP by one.
Oh, crap. I'm down to 12 max HP.
You need to get some Radaway in you to get your HP back up.
Wait, that isn't right. Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Right away, gets rid of radiation, and you put your back health back up.
Oh no, I meant my health toll.
That's why I'm a super mutant.
Yep, one of the one of them hits Billy Bob for 2 points of damage to the torso as well. Do you have any physical damage resistance in your torso?
Yeah, I have 2 physical damage.
Excellent. It does also do 2 radioactive points of damage for you. However, given that you're a ghoul, you are fine for that. No effect there.
Hey, got to try our net, bitch.
The final successful roll does hit Gertrude for 5 to the left leg.
It does nothing.
It does absolutely nothing. It just bounces off of your heavily armored leg. And of course, the radioactive damage does nothing to you as well because you're a super mutant.
Tickers.
Foul things that bloat and twist and grime. They are the echoes lost to time. Gertrude, Billy Bob, Snufflepuff, you'll get your turn now. The flies are still buzzing around after shooting their larvae darts at you.
God damn it, bird, stay quiet as fuck, otherwise you'll test my luck.
Test your luck.
That's all I could think of.
You were nearly there.
I can't think of anything.
I guess I twat one with dildo. Yes. And?
Yeah, that's definitely a twatting. Yeah, you've done two big successes there. And, you do, Kelly. You had that vicious effect there. I thought that was a pretty low roll for Gertrude there.
Just a bit.
Yeah. But it's enough to take out a blowfly, so good on you. You splatted one with the Dildominator.
Getting a knock at a mileage, this thing.
Belly Bob, can you help get rid of these flies?
I can give her a shot. I'm going to whip out the old reliable recoil compensated scoped automatic bayoneted long rail rifle with laser sight.
Excellent. Yes, that's 2 successes you get on that one. Yeah, nice wee crit success on that. Fantastic.
Jesus Christ.
There's
Billy nothing left!
It goes for the absolute overkill and explodes a blowfly into all of his given parts.
16.
It ain't 16 damage. This one's vicious, I think? Or
yeah. It's just the blowfly's reproductive organs are the only thing left pinned to the wall by a railway spike.
Rattling.
Fuck me, that's impressive.
Yeah. Straight. Damn straight. Alright, Snufflepuff, your turn. Snufflepuff rears back with her knife, charges forward. That's one success.
Oh. Yeah, Snufflepuff manages to jump from the cabinets and stabs one of them.
Oh, Snufflepuff.
Manages to take off one of its little bloatfly legs, but it doesn't appear to do much else to it. It's still flying.
I know it's hard to hit, girl. I know it's hard to hit, but you'll get it. You'll get it.
How adorable.
Still a few of them floating about. Winnegan, are you able to clear away the rest of them?
I don't have the ability to shoot 3 at once, but I'll get rid of one at least.
A straight line.
Yeah, just line them up. Just start scooching around the corner of the room for the shot.
Just herd him to me.
You know what? If you want to try and line that up, we can do something about that. Do a regular roll. Tell you what, and we'll do it. The more successes you get, so if you can try and it'll be more difficult to line them up and shoot more than one at once. So if you get 2 successes, you'll kill 2 blowflies.
Can I spend my turn helping? Because Beverly wants to see that. So. Or basically in COD to get zombies on the line.
What's it? Chaining them, isn't it?
Alright, so. You know what? You do have the same initiative as Winnegan, so tell you what, if you can do
an agility check,
because you'll have to be fast. You have to be fast and catch one and hold it in place for Winnegan.
Agility.
Agility against either athletics or unarmed.
Ah, you bitch. I want to see if I've got luck.
Okay, you've got luck. You want to spend a luck point?
Yeah.
You could reroll both of them if you want, if you want to spend two.
No. Yeah, she wants to see it. Of course she would.
Go on, roll another 2d20 for me then.
Boom. Boom.
We'll just reroll it.
Alright,
success. After after flopping her arms about, she manages to grab one and hold it in place. So that'll reduce the difficulty by one for your shot. So you only need to get one success to hit two of them now.
Which is open in the air.
As Beverly holds this bloatfly in place, Winnegan lines up her shot and fires a laser blast through through Beverly's fingers. Taking out one blowfly and hitting a second one that was flying behind it. Roll the damage for me, see if you killed any of them.
I'm going to add a damage dice to this. For funsies.
Excellent. Oh my god,
Jesus,
that was a crap
shot.
Wow.
You managed to singe the wings off of two blowfly, but you haven't killed
damage.
Them. They're just sort of bobbing on the floor now. Actually,
well,
one of them is bobbing on the floor. Beverly, you've still got hold of one of them.
Oh, just close your hands and squeeze, it'll work.
Pop it like rust balls.
Yeah, I'll
just... Well, the only one that kind of feels like that was a waste of time. No?
Alright. It was a fun circus show.
Kill. Look, if we're in a haunted house, we might as well have fun.
What does the robot do?
He's going to laser pointer the highest health bug, the one that's still flying. I think there's one still flying.
Well, if we're doing carnival games, robot, why don't you shoot the one in Beverly's hand?
Watch this shot, buddy.
Fuck you, Billy.
Yeah, see?
That was an excellent shot. That was two crit rolls there, four successes. So you're... your action points are definitely a full again. Go for the damage for me.
I was not doing damage.
I thought you had a 10mm and not a laser anymore.
There we go.
Oh, he has both.
Oh, God.
Oh. He does 1 point of damage. He lightly singes the hairs off the fly's arse.
See? See,
see,
I bet you can't do that.
As boastful as...
Like, dude, y'all need something bigger, because it seems like we ain't fucking doing this right.
Robot precision.
Yep. As boastful as you were, nobody there managed to kill one. I just want to tell you that these bloatfly have 6 HP. That should not be difficult for you. Excellent. Right, so the bloatflies get to go again. I actually closed their fucking sheet because I didn't think I'd have to use that again. Alright, let's do some more bloatfly attacks. They all start firing their disgusting larvae darts towards the group. One of them hits with a crit success, another one hits. So two out of the four manage to hit our team. They both go for Winnegan and Beverly. Winnegan takes the first hit, taking 3 physical damage to the left arm. Any physical resistance there?
Left arm, 1 physical.
Excellent, so you take 2 points of damage. Unfortunately, you're taking another 3 points of radioactive damage here, so reduce your max HP by 3. You're starting to feel a little bit sick.
22 hits.
It's the first one that she's taking, not the second one.
Never mind.
But you are right, the second one that also does 2 radioactive points of damage, but that's to Beverly, so she doesn't take any. She does, however, take 3 physical points of damage to the torso, which we've already discussed. That's 2, so you take 1 point of damage.
Okay, tis but a scratch.
Yes, Gertrude, Billy Bob, Snufflepuff, you get to Can you show them how it is done?
Oh, you're first, Bailey.
Oh, I appreciate it. Railgun!
Kind of seemed to be totally cool with a railgun.
Well, that's fine. Like we're trying to underkill them now at this point, so...
Oh, no, that's just them, that's not us.
I'm gonna run up to here. I don't hit anyone.
Are you gonna try and line them up as well?
I mean, if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't.
All right. Well, I'll allow the same thing to you. You're looking through the scope.
Beverly, every single, hold like, that every... one still.
let's go. No, fuck you off.
Every success you get gets another bloatfly hit, and you did. You rolled two successes. Now, can I just remind you that Winnegan also rolled two successes? So she did hit two of them, but she failed to kill them. Can you do better than that?
I will try. If I don't, there's something seriously wrong. That is
no, no, no. You,
fuck.
You do. You do more than enough to kill two of them. Don't you worry.
Debbie, just let's go in.
It's all about. It's all about the technique. All right, you got to be able to get it in just right.
So the railway spike flies through the air, through the eyes of one of the bloat flies and through the back of the other one, both of them squelching and falling to the ground.
Bug kebab.
Gertrude, you've got the two that are bobbing on the ground that have got their wings shot off. What are you doing to them?
I have got some out.
I'm like, what the fucking fly?
Is it fruit fly time already?
Now, big girl. Jesus.
It was just a suggestion, fuck you. God, you'd now hit them with dildo. If I could do both, that would be pretty cool.
This is the creepiest whack-a-mole I've ever seen.
I mean, that's two successes. Could I technically flop it down on both?
Seeing as I've set this precedent, yes. I'm going to continue to allow that. And yes, you managed to flop your Dull Dominator across 12. The face. Across the faces of two bloat flies.
Some people pay for this.
As they splat unceremoniously into the ground of this already disgusting kitchen. Yes, you have killed all of the bloat flies, and the kitchen again returns to a relative silence, just the hum coming from this fridge.
Now, where's that mashed potato?
I'm gonna leave this fridge be. I don't think we want to open that thing, guys.
I don't know, it's pretty easy. You could just keep doing it for XP farm.
Okay.
No. One or two at a time.
I'm fairly certain I got cancer from that.
But
so
I was going to say, do we have any runaway for Mistress Winnegan?
Runaway? What's that?
It's something that people who aren't ghouls need when they get irradiated.
Well I've never needed it. What is
also
it? That's weird.
Or robot.
I ain't never needed it, though. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, does anyone need a stim pack?
Nope.
No, my health is at the max it can be at the moment.
I'm okay at the moment.
Well, my band of merry gentlemen, shall we continue? And gentlewomen?
I'd assume it was the basement next, dear Raven.
You look around, the Raven is no longer there.
Son of a bitch.
Bloody birdie.
Well, basement we shall go, and the robot shall go first as always.
Stupid damn Raven, take us to safe haven.
I'm halfway down the stairs.
Well, hold on, you've reached the top of the stairs, alright? Just you calm yourself down there, robot. You reach the top of the stairs, the banister's groaning, beneath your hand, you're a robot, you don't have hands, beneath your tentacles, as you like to say.
My claws.
Yes, beneath your thrusters.
Oh.
Oh my god, you're touching stairs. Yes.
Because all you'd have being behind my thrusters.
Can I Spartan kick the robot down the stairs?
You can get down there faster. He's basically
can I help?
Yes, you can.
He's at the top, he's at the top of the stairs, and I go, yeah, go check it out for me. And I'll kick him down the stairs.
Yes, you watch as the robot bounces, hitting most of the steps on the way down. He bounces and rolls. His thruster desperately trying to right him.
Spinning round.
And at the bottom of the stairs, all you hear is this beep, beep.
Oh, not again.
Not the vehicle reversing noise.
The robot looks around. The basement stretches out before you. A cavern of twisted stone and machinery, where the very air hums with the energy of something ancient and wrong. The walls, slick with moisture and lined with cracks, pulse with a sickly green glow that seems to come from the very marrow of the house. And there, at the heart of it all, stands a sight so grotesque, so horrifying, that your breath catches in your throat. Or at least everybody else's breath. Yes.
It's the naked Billy!
What am I staring upon? What gruesome sight? Gruesome spectacle?
Correct, actually.
Well, that is a bit of a pickle. How did you end up there?
Yes, the poet, or what remains of him, is grotesquely fused to the walls. His limbs are stretched and bent, half flesh, half stone, locked forever in a position of anguish. His head, once proud, now bears the weight of a terrible crown, a helmet. It pulses with an energy that feels entirely alien. His eyes wild and wide, stare blankly forward, his mouth frozen in a silent scream of torment. From somewhere within his twisted form, a finger, disembodied and warped, points towards a small alcove where an old computer screen flickers with a faint, steady glow, its ancient circuits somehow still functioning in this place of ruin.
Do you need a painkiller? You look to be in discomfort.
Can I go check out that computer while he's talking to the...
Would you like me to scratch your nose?
Can I get a high five?
Well...
Yes, as Gertrude is talking to the man, he seems blank. He registers blankly. There's nothing but the finger moving towards the computer screen. And yeah, as the robot approaches the computer screen, the two-headed raven swoops down from the shadows above, landing atop the poet's alien-crowned head. Its talons click against the strange helmet, and both heads turn in unison to face the team. See him now, the poet bound, fused to the walls where truth is found, a mind consumed, a body lost, to free him now there comes a cost. The system hums, the alien light, you must shut down to end the fight. The curse, the house, the twisted game will end, if you but end the flame.
I mean, there's going to be a cost, the energy cost alone after this many years. Jesus Christ, you're looking at a lot of money.
Not when the fusion is involved. Look at
Wait a minute. Should I poke his brain?
You should not poke his brain.
Can I poke his brain then?
Can I poke his brain then?
How about we all poke his brain in three... Two, one.
It's poke, 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 poke.
If it's with the gold on there, does that count as mind fuckery?
As all three people start poking the brain of the poor poet fused to the wall.
That bullshit
the
just walls, clicked. Good job, Jay.
The walls crack and groan, bending as though alive. The stone and metal twist into unnatural shapes. The door behind you disappears. The structures begin to morph. It's coiling into
shape.
Keep poking him! Keep it up!
The doorway starts coiling upward into the shape of a more monstrous form than you've ever seen. The walls contort into the silhouette of a death claw.
Oh, fuck.
Does this mean he came?
Wrong floor! And I keep pressing his head as if I'm like on an elevator. Like, no, wrong floor! Wrong floor!
Oh, shit. And he's already got the images because he knew he'd fucking do that.
The claws are forming as you speak.
That is not a death claw, that is alien if I've ever seen it.
Billy, will you shoot your gun?
He turned into a xenomorph! Oh no!
Billy, shoot your gun! shoot the deer.
Can I twat it with the dildo?
It is still forming. We must act fast. Don't
get
stop.
Away from her, you bitch.
Wait, wait, wait a second. What if this isn't real?
Oh, we're so dead.
No, Gertrude, we're going to hear this stupid dildo.
So dead.
Yeah, fuck it, let's kill it anyway.
Gertrude hits it with the dildominator, shatters the arm that is newly forming as the stones fall to the ground. The creature screams a scream from its just now forming mouth, and it continues to warp the stone as the arm starts to reform.
No, bad!
You keep whacking.
Bad copyright. Bad!
Gertrude could keep on whacking any day.
I'm sure.
Good to know.
Gertrude's a king of whacking.
The creature's robot. Massive maw is starting to take shape.
Punch it.
Look, robot. Robot, go find the computer and do shit there. That might be how we turn off the weird poet.
Yes, TikTok, yes, the time does run. Choose wisely now or all is done.
Okay, so
robot, see to the computer. We'll hold this thing off.
I'll have a look. See, shall I? Yeah, go on. I'm going to check out this computer. I'm going to plug myself in.
All right. So the robot goes over to the computer. The computer presents four alien symbols on the screen, each glowing with a strange pulsating life. The first symbol is a sharp, angular shape resembling a jagged line through a circle. The second, a smooth, wave-like pattern, glowing more steadily than the others. The third symbol is a diamond shape, with smaller symbols inside it blinking rapidly. And the fourth is a spiral rotating on the screen, its glow faint but continuous.
Okay. And what does that mean?
What do you do? The beast it forms, the claws they scrape, end the curse or seal your fate. Arm... And you can tell the remnants of a leg is starting to force itself out of the
wall. Gertrude is still trying to punch the shit out of this thing whilst this is going on, by the way.
Yeah, you're buying me
time.
The
raven said something about putting out a fire.
So
maybe try hitting the wave one, because it's water?
Yes, a wave. I'm going to touch the wave icon.
We need to find a fifth element.
What if we just shoot the poet?
I think you're just going to the death floor.
I think you're already skull fucked it. Why not go all the way?
I got
change
a bayonet.
The channel. Change the channel.
If skull fucked it
brain.
Isn't going all the way, then what?
Well, then should I
stab
try
his brain
button?
With the bayonet?
That didn't work. Nothing happened.
We didn't give Cap time to see anything.
Jesus, Cartman. Would you calm yourself down here?
You hit the button, everyone but the DM said so.
Yeah. All right, so the robot, which button did you press there? I do apologise.
The wavy
wave.
One.
The wavy one, excellent. Right. Just bear with me a second. I'm getting
He's
the wavy encounter
table.
Here, ready for you.
Yep.
Oh, shoot. In the meantime, let's poke
wouldn't,
the brain.
Wouldn't it be my first wavy encounter in my life?
I don't even know what you mean by that, bud.
Stand and wave, guys. Stand and wave.
Exactly.
Can we remove the voice modulator out of the robot?
No, but we can change it to Hatsune Miku.
Better do it! Do it!
Bailey, what if we time ourselves to see who can poke the brain the most in 10 seconds?
You got it.
Five caps on Gertrude.
Right, here we go. So... The wavy button is pressed, the flickering light of the alien device intensifies. There's a moment of eerie stillness and then a flash.
Yes.
It's
now
not the death claw.
Put it away, Gertrude. Put it away.
Well, it's not the death claw that is struck first, but reality itself. As the flash flashes a blue light across everything in the room, everybody is stunned for a second. And as everybody's senses come back to you, the Deathclaw starts to move forward again. However, you all notice that Winnegan, standing beside you, has vanished. No sound, no scream, just a sudden absence, like a shadow cast into the void. Her clothes and equipment drop to the floor with a soft thud, as if she's been erased from his existence.
Master, Mistress Winnegan, no! I couldn't...
What the fuck did you do, you stupid robot?
I pressed the button!
The world around you distorts, time rippling like a water disturbed by a pebble, and for a heartbeat everything seems to freeze, but Winnegan is gone, her presence lost to the strange forces at play within this cursed place.
You never split the party.
Like Slinks, man! Like, Scoob, I'm really fucking effed up right now.
I would have gotten away with it if it weren't just meddling kids and a damn dog.
The death claw swings a gnarled arm towards the rest of the team.
Puck brain.
Yeah, Gertrude, because you're currently... and Billy have been actively poking the brain of the fucking guy this whole time, actually.
You're fucking old, isn't it?
Gertrude, can you give me a little reaction check there? Can you give me a agility check against, I don't know, athletics?
Hang on. Yeah, one success.
Yes, you noticed the gnarled arm coming towards you. It wasn't fast enough as it's still being formed out of stone, but the torso is now almost fully complete. And the legs are starting to form themselves. It's trying to free itself from the contents of its wall.
Buck brain.
How does the robot react to this failure?
Yeah, the robot is devastated that he's lost his favorite companion of the group. So he's going to have to press another button.
Your favorite companion.
Are you surprised?
Stop poking and spares him.
I'm going to press button number 4. The triangly...
For a brief moment, the computer screen flickers. There are no symbols available to you, but then the previous inscrutable alien symbols changes. You'll notice that all of them are still in the same order, except from the one that you pressed. Now, instead of that wavy line that you pressed, a curled arrow is formed instead. Can you give me a wee perception check for me, please? A perception against science.
Perception science, okay. Perception science.
The only one with any sort of intelligence.
I'm going to pretend that never happened.
Yep,
and just do that.
Seems good.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend that never happened.
All right, so you want to roll luck on that one too. Yeah, because you failed that. It was an 18 and a 19. That was a terrible roll.
Intelligent science, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm legit going to shoot the poet.
Book break!
There we go.
All right, yeah, so... you notice this new symbol that's come up. It's an arrow that starts but curls backwards. It seems much more familiar to the other symbols than you've ever seen before. You seem to remember it from certain Excel documents or Microsoft Word documents.
Oh,
yeah, I touched that button instantly.
Clippy, it looks like you're trying to actually get out of this weird Excel feature. Can I help?
Yes.
Well, it'd be such a paperclip turns up.
What? But who would poke the brain?
A second flash, and where there once was emptiness, Winnegan reappears. Her form returning to the cursed reality, but she's changed. She's completely nude. Her clothes and gear still strewn about the floor. She stands before you. Her eyes widen with confusion. She seems older now. Her skin weathered as if it's felt the years of work and hardship. Her body bears the subtle signs of aging. It's as if she's lived 5, perhaps 10 years in the span of moments.
Miss Winnegan, are you feeling okay?
Well, I'm pretty sure we'll put through menopause in 50 seconds.
Winnegan cannot exactly recall what happened.
Winnegan has become a milf.
She's trying to remember, and all she can get is flashes of a life spent elsewhere, in another time, another place. Faint memories, like the remnants of a forgotten dream. She doesn't remember the details, only the sensations and emotions. They're slipping through her mind like sand through fingers. Her eyes.
Well, I think I figure out this button's really the thing now.
And I'm going to press a 4th button. actual triangular one.
Hey, you've got all the fun pressing buttons. It's my turn.
Oh, God.
There wasn't a triangle one.
I want to press a button.
With a jagged line through it, a diamond with lights in it, and then a spiral.
Wait, which one's supposed to be Gertrude?
Hit the spiral.
Hang on, hang on. Aren't you guys supposed to be keeping the Deathclaw busy? I think that's a very big, important job that you guys should just take care of, and you just let me touch the buttons. It's okay.
Why is that your job? Who voted on you getting to do that job?
Not me, the robots, and me
it's
being
closest
to the machine.
It's more like the two of you voted on yourselves. It's more like the two of you voted on yourselves to poke the brain.
Yes, exactly. You're poking the brain. You sit there and you poke the brain.
No one asked you to do it. You volunteered.
Yes, but now I got bored of it. The brain ain't doing anything. I want to press a button.
All right.
Are you like a three-year-old? That's what I got.
A large, stony, clawed foot slams into the floor behind you.
See what you've
if
done,
we
could
hurry this up a little.
What did I done? You ain't done jack shit!
Can I stand in front of Winnigan so she's got a little bit of course and no one's
staring
at
her? Oh, thank you. I'm sure having the super mutant with the fake tits made of cement is very comforting to me in this moment.
Face it.
Look, I don't care who hits a button, just someone hit one, and not the wave one. Come back again and build a new Billy Bob.
Alright, so who's... What are we doing? The Deathclaw is about to reach out with his arm. Is anybody pressing a button?
Yes, I am. I'm pressing the triangle one. Do the one.
There's no triangle button, Carbon.
I'm gonna hit the spiral. I'm gonna hit the spiral. I'm gonna run up, push the robot out of the way, and actually hit the spiral button. Cap.
The screen flickers once, then twice before a sickly glow, and the alien relics begin to dim. The humming, once so loud and oppressive, fades into silence. The house shudders. As though exhaling a long-held breath, the very walls around you groan and crack. The tension of the air is lifting, but not without consequence. The Deathclaw, half-formed, or about three-quarters formed by this time, from the walls, lets out a final silent scream as its claws crumble back into the stone. The grotesque shape that loomed above you disintegrates, collapsing into rubble and dust. The green light, once pulsing with alien energy, fades completely, and with it, the poet's tortured form slumps against the wall, his body still fused to the stone but now lifeless, his face contorted in anguish, now rests in peace, freed at last from the madness of time and space.
The two heads that's how you hit a button, motherfucker. That's how you do it.
The two-headed raven still perched on top of the poet's alien helmet lets out a softer caw. Caw. Well done,
that
my friends.
That was not... No, thank you.
You freed the poet's broken heart. The house once twisted now lies still. The curse is gone, bent to your will. But heed my words, though you may cheer. Time once bent leaves echoes here. The poet's rest may seem so sweet, but strange are the paths beneath your feet.
Shut up, bird, we've already heard. Tell no more lie or you will die.
As the raven finishes its cryptic farewell, the house begins to shudder. Parts of the walls start coming loose. Cracks.
My fellows, we should run.
Okay. Gertrude, poke the brain one last time and run.
Vicky, set off and let's go.
Gertrude does poke the brain one more time. The man breaks apart at this final poke. Parts of his clothes falling off, and what you find is within the clothes a strange looking pistol.
Ooh.
Oh, is this what I think it is?
Gertrude now has gone.
End episode.
Are we gonna let Gertrude have the gun?
You don't know I've got it. It's mine.
It's metallic and otherworldly. It sort of catches your eye as the poor man crumbles into stone. Well, do you pick it up?
Well, obviously, yes.
Excellent. As you pick it up again, the house is starting to crumble around you. The ceiling's starting to come down from the ceiling. That was poetic.
That's great, but I'm assuming in the meantime, while Gertrude's grabbing this gun, we're on the way out, right?
Gertrude, run away.
Yeah. Gertrude's coming up behind you, so you know what, Gertrude? Just to make sure that you actually make it out after poking the man's brain, I'm going to need you to do a wee athletics check for me. Give me strength or agility against athletics, just to make sure that you make it out of the basement in time.
Show us those ninja moves.
Because you really shouldn't have stopped to poke the guy's brain.
I will state that Winnegan did stop and like grab her clothes first. She's not streaking this.
One. Go, girl.
I'm happy to say that Winnegan was probably picking up her stuff as Billy Bob was taking over on the computer.
Yes.
We can say that happened.
If need be, I'll pick up on the way out.
She wouldn't be standing there naked whilst we were talking.
Yes, Gertrude manages to, Indiana Jones style, roll into the stairway as the ceiling comes down behind her.
She rolls up the stairs.
Yeah, she rolls upwards. Yeah, you can roll upstairs. That's possible.
Opens the fridge and keeps running.
And so you all run up, right past through the kitchen again as the house crumbles away.
Gertrude, open the fridge on the way out.
Fuck you.
Yes, a piece of rubble hits the fridge and it opens up, releasing all of the bloat flies. Fortunately, more parts of the ceiling come down and take out all of the bloat flies that came out of the fridge.
What's that? Technically, we did that, so that means that's XP on our part.
Last shot.
And then final dramatic, you know, dive out the front door.
Was that a dream?
Gertrude's still rolling.
rolling.
Rolling uphill.
Gertrude, the robot, rolling. As dramatically as a robot can in its little thrusters, gives it one of those trying to run away from the explosion without looking back, sort of cool guy somersaults out the front door. Nobody notices slides. Because it's just a round robot.
But he didn't get far enough away and it like catapults him like 10 feet away.
Is that a cannonball?
No, he probably could use you as one with the thermite.
As the rest of the team make it to the front door, the last remnants of the house begin to crumble. The door frame is warping, the windows shatter, the ceiling above groans and collapses inwards, and with one final push, they burst through the threshold, escaping just as the house disappears behind them. You stumble into the open air, cold, sharp wind biting at your skin, and the oppressive fog around the house begins to lift. Behind you, the house collapses into nothingness. What once stood as a towering monument to the madness now dissolves into dust and shadow, the ground beneath it closing as if the house had never been there at all.
Wow, that DLC was good.
As the team stands in the cold air, the Zaytan pistol still humming faintly in their hands, the house... Now nothing but a memory, the oppressive weight of the curse is lifted, and yet the events that transpired in that place will forever leave their mark. The poem might be free, and the raven's mocking voice might have faded. The house's twisted time and space is no more, but the team catches a break but can't shake the feeling that something unseen still lingers.
Oh, good, I need to change our underwear.
What are you waiting for?
Right. Suppose we're back on the road, and let's not use that time gun unless we have to.
Pew pew.
Is it an alien blaster? Is an alien blaster?
That is, yes, it's one of the Zaytan alien blasters.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that DLC was good.